pretty good given my age and condition, but yeah. I COVID finally caught up to me, and so I've been struggling with that the last couple of weeks, but I'm on the mend.
Did you wind up having that razor blade version that's been talked about for about a month?
I had the razor blade version. Oh. Thank you for bringing that up. And and I don't know if any of you have had COVID or taken the Paxlovid, but it's an awful lot like chewing on pennies.
Oh, man.
It's a lovely drug.
Well, we can all hope we don't have to go down that road, Greg, and, and join you there. That's for sure. So you're coming out of it now?
Coming out of it, feeling so much better than I was last week. So, yeah, it's a two-week affair, so here we are.
Oof, okay.
Man. Well, we might as well launch into the updates here, Greg, because it seems like, if memory serves me correctly, you've been working on the kids area for a few months now and still awaiting the chance to reopen that.
So, actually, the plan was to be closed the month of September for the kids area. We did that. We rearranged several things. We have a new surprise that the Kiwanis Club built for us. And so those we're close to being reopening in there. But again, kind of the sickness has slowed us down a bit. But starting hopefully in a week, we will be reopening and the kids can come back in and have a good time.
Yeah, it's a very nice area. You've done great work with that, and be happy to hear when things are back open. And again, Hispanic Heritage exhibits are still up, Greg?
So the Hispanic Heritage exhibits, that's the family murals, collages, I should say, and the Hispanic art. Both of those exhibits will be up through Veterans Day. So the family portraits are on the first floor, and the art, Hispanic art, is on the second floor in the Preston Gallery. So those two things will be up for the next few weeks.
And, that really ties into the Latino Awards Adelante celebration here from about a week and a half ago. And just highlighting the not only the presence of our Hispanic heritage here in Emporia, but really the importance of it.
Oh, absolutely. We were really happy to participate in that. The Hispanic culture in Emporia has been around Emporia since the beginning. So the original grouping was here to build the railroad, and then later a group came back to maintain the railroad. So the Hispanic culture is alive and well here in Emporia, and we were very happy to participate in that.
And what about a quilting event coming up, Greg?
So Barb Say, who, if you know Barb, works down at Plum Bazaar. Barb is a fiber artist, and so she is going to be teaching. In fact, it's a monthly thing. It's the second Saturday of each month. She'll be teaching a quilt event on how to create crazy quilts. So that'll be at the History Center on Saturday, October 11th at 12:30. So if you have an interest in that, please come on down. There's no registration involved. Just show up, and we'll take you from there.
Outstanding. And work always continues, it seems like, on match day. And we're now barely a month out before the big day itself.
So match day is a monster deal for the area. The Emporia Community Foundation puts on a match day. This year there are 36 organizations involved, and the Friends of the Lyon County History Center is grateful to be one of those groups. And so starting in October, which I guess we're in October right now, you can start getting ready for your donation. The actual day of the event, match day, is November 17th. But if you'd like to write a check starting on October 17th, you can do that and drop it off either at the History Center or at the Emporia Community Foundation. But it is a way in which your donation dollars are stretched and gone even further. So it's not just Emporia and Lyon County, but the seven counties surrounding us. So it really is a really big deal for the several nonprofits in this area.
Indeed it is. And you can meet each and every one of the participants right here on your radio every Friday on our Talk of Emporias. We will be talking with all 35-plus participants in a match day. You get to hear what they're doing and what they plan to do with the proceeds that they acquire during match day activities coming up. It'll be here before we know it. And speaking of being here before we know it, I understand, Greg, that Governor Kelly will be at the museum here coming up in November, part of the People's Budget Tour, huh?
The governor's office had contacted us, wanted to know if we had space available for a town hall meeting. We, of course, said yes. And so she will be here mid-November to talk with her speaking tour.
Yeah.
About the next year's budget, so we look forward to that. I think it's an opportunity for everyone, whether you're whatever side of the aisle you're on, to come in and check out how the process takes place. And so this is a great opportunity for that. It's a free event open to the public, so if you want to come on by, check that out.
Sounds good. Greg, are we missing anything?
We got some things coming up. Of course, the Saturday before Halloween will be the downtown Halloween parade for the kids.
Oh, yeah.
We'll give out about 3,000 pounds of candy.
pounds of candy. All right.
So it's a lot of fun. I'd like to buy the candy I like, and so in the event there's some left over. So that's coming up. And, of course, before you know it, it's going to be Veterans Day, and then it's going to be the Christmas parade, and it's going to be the Christmas season. So here we are in October already, and the year is just flying by. Because we have a lot of activities, a lot of things going on.
All right, Greg, good to talk to you.
Thanks, Greg.
Stay well.
Thank you both. Have a great day.
All right. Greg Jordan, Lyon County History Center Executive Director, in with his biweekly update here. Always stuff happening at the History Center, Chuck.
Absolutely. Want to invite you here to our morning show lineup here for tomorrow because, well, it's just about as thick as today. First off, we mentioned here our newsmaker spot.